Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will.
Hey, hey, it's Friday, April the 29th, 2022. God bless you, and may the blessings be on you this Friday, and may your weekend go well. Amen, amen. My topic is called Maker, and I'm going to go right on into it. Coming from Psalm 74, verses 16 through 17. The NIV Version Bible, it reads, "The day is yours, and yours also the night. You establish the sun and moon. It was you who set all the boundaries of the earth. You made both summer and winter." Psalms 74, verses 16 through 17. All right, the Maker. Like a sculptor making a masterpiece out of clay or a painting, using simple colors to create a canvas of life, God is a master maker. In the verses above, the psalmist is remembering the creation story in Genesis, rejoicing in the beauty and miracle of it. The Message version of the creation account says, "First this, God created the heavens and earth. All you see, all you don't see. The sun, the moon, the star, the land, the seasons, were all made with perfection. And when he was done, God said that it was good." When God made you, he saw the same good. You're good because he created you with a good purpose. While good things may not always come in your life, you can trust that God will establish it for good. Just as he sets the line or the line of horizon and the days that turn winter to spring and spring to summer for good, you are his masterpiece created anew in Christ Jesus. So you can do the good things he planned for you long ago. Ephesians 2:10. God, you are the ultimate masterpiece maker. Use the hard moments of our life and make something good of it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Those are words of encouragement for Friday, April the 29th, 2022. We have one more day, which is Saturday. The 30th of April will be the last day of April. Sunday will be May 1st. God bless each and every one. Continue to live in your truth, walk in your faith. Pray for those that have not gotten there. Let God do your battles if you have things that are unsettled. Because right now, everyone needs to love one another and love God and love the truth. Again, I am Sister Faye. God bless you. And I have another word of encouragement on Monday, May the 2nd. So God bless you and be at peace and walk in his truth. For I know that the Lord is my strength. and he is my redeemer forever and ever. Let the Holy Spirit touch you and give you the strength. God knows that you are walking with his light. Amen. God bless you. I see you Monday with a new word of encouragement. God bless you. Amen.